When you talk about the meat of the 2024 spring sports schedule for the Hastings Raiders boys tennis team, there's no bones about it. We're definitely in that spot right now. The Raiders are coming off a stretch where they played 6 matches in 5 days. The Raiders went 3-3 during that stretch and played some great tennis. Head coach Alex Zuzic of the Raiders has more.
Overall, pretty happy with the showing. We came out of it 3-3. We played a couple teams that we knew we were going to beat, and we handled that pretty well and, you know, took care of business there. And then we played one EC that we knew would have been really a tough one for us. That was a big match for us, just in the sense of kind of getting readjusted for this year in terms of like what good varsity competition looks like and kind of level of energy and focus we need, because the match prior was so easy that we didn't know what to expect for, like, I guess, a more legitimate match. And then the rest of the week was actually really pretty competitive, where, you know, we didn't end up winning some of them against like Park and Apple Valley. We lost a couple of close ones there, 3-4. In Apple Valley, we were down 4-1, actually. We won the last two to make it 3-4. But Park, it was legitimately 2-3, and we had 2 matches go to third sets and singles, and they were on courts right next to each other. So it was pretty cool. On Friday afternoon, it was beautiful out and fun atmosphere and stuff with Park. We know a lot of their kids from summer stuff. Then, you know, it came down to a couple of matches right by each other, and they got one, and we got one. But a lot of growth for a lot of our guys. You know, a few different guys were 5-1 on the week, with the only loss coming to East View and everything. So starting to see kind of a lineup taking place as well, you know, feeling pretty comfortable with some pairings at 1, 2, and 3 doubles, and figuring out a couple of the single spots for sure, which is exciting. You know, I think it'll be fun to have the guys in a spot where, you know, they know a little bit more of what's coming, what's expected. In the past, I haven't done that as much. You know, it's been a little bit more changed match by match, but I think it would be good to have a little more continuity. So it was a big week for us, and in a lot of ways successful too.
Coach Zuzic on the emergence of freshman one singles player Micah Slapnitcher.
Micah's done really well, especially growth-wise so far, right? It was interesting last week, you know, we played North St. Paul, who has a program, you know, that's kind of struggling. And so his very first match was actually difficult for him because he was the superior player and he's not used to yet, you know, like kind of being the superior player and having to like generate the pace on the ball and, you know, kind of control the points more. So that was a challenge in and of itself. And then the next day he played Eastview's number one, which kind of what I alluded to when talking about the team is just a huge step up from North St. Paul. And, you know, kind of got trial by fire a little more the next day. But really, he played better and better as the week went on. And, you know, and that's awesome to see his confidence grow too, playing those tough guys. And really the big thing so far, you know, where the other one singles that he's been playing, the ones that he lost to Park, Apple Valley, Cloquet, those guys just have more experience with it. And Eastview, you know, they've done it before. They're juniors, seniors, or I guess a sophomore in Cloquet's case, but he made it to state last year, right? So the tough part about, like, one is it's an interesting thing mentally, because you can be Hastings' best player, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're better than Park's best player or anything like that. And so definitely takes an even higher level of focus than some of even the other varsity lineup spots. One singles and three doubles, you know, all of them are good players and they all have some skills and whatnot, but, you know, to win at one singles, it's just like every point becomes a grind. You know, there's not very many points that last less than 3 or 4 shots, right? Almost everything has at least a few rally balls. And what's fun about Micah too is he's got a pretty level head and he works hard and good at a lot of different stuff. So it's good for him as well. He's had a lot of success in musical stuff and school and soccer, so it's good for him as an individual to get kind of pushed by this as well, you know. Not that he's not good at tennis, right, but just to experience some of that struggle, some of the challenge of playing at such a high lineup spot.
The Raiders will host South St. Paul on Thursday before traveling to White Bear Lake Friday.